Murder by Bicycle by Veronica Healy. Side 2. Ellie could picture herself hovering over the oven, waiting for the timer to ring, and then taking the quiches out one by one and putting them on a rack to cool. They'd looked just fine. If the eggs hadn't been cooked right through, she'd have seen that something was wrong. They'd been cooked all the way through. She was sure of that. But suppose the prawns had been off. But they hadn't been. The fishmonger was reliable, and anyway, she'd given them a sniff or two to make sure. No, the prawns were all right. She was sure of it. Almost sure of it. No, this was ridiculous. The quiches had been properly prepared and properly cooked. Anyway, from what Reggie had said, the effects of whatever had only lasted a few hours. And that wasn't like E. coli or listeria or anything else she could think of which might have been started up with the poor food hygiene. It was dreadful that Joyce had lost her baby, of course, and that Mr. Pole had been taken to hospital. But they were the ones most likely to be affected by a tummy upset of any kind. No, she wasn't to blame in any way. Unless, perhaps, she had somehow, in some way, used something that... What could have produced such an effect? Senna? Cascara? She shook her head in bewilderment. She hadn't such a thing in the house. Frank had never used such things, and she hadn't either. Nor Diana. If Frank had needed his stomach coaxing to behave, she'd bought some rhubarb or gooseberries or other fruit, and she had never, ever bought or used anything from the chemist to produce such an effect. It was awful that Reggie should think her cooking to blame, but it was not so. Ellie spared a moment to wonder, rather grimly, if Joyce would join him in mourning the loss of their child. Ellie rather suspected, from what he'd said about assuming that Joyce would soon have become accustomed to the idea of being pregnant, that the girl would have found her miscarriage a blessing rather than a curse. But look at it whichever way you did, there was a loss to the world. A shaft of evening light reflected off the broken window and dazzled Ellie. She had somehow to get that broken window boarded over, but she didn't have any hardboard in the house. Would cardboard do, until she could get her builder in to see to it? He was supposed to be coming round to repoint her garden wall sometime soon. Perhaps he could do both jobs at once. She looked at her wrist, but she hadn't put her watch on after being yanked out of her bath so abruptly, which reminded her that the bath was still full of cooling water, and she'd left a damp towel on the floor of the bedroom, a thing you should never do. As her mother had always said, how can you get a towel dry if you leave it in a heap on the floor? She twisted round to check the time on the grandmother clock in the hall. It seemed to have stopped. Or was it really only 7 in the evening? Perhaps it was. In any case, it was long past the time her builders would have downed tools for the day. She decided that she wouldn't think about the damage she might or might not have done with her cooking, because it was too awful to contemplate. Whereas dealing with something practical, like boarding up a window, might just about be possible. Would Kate and Armand next door be able to help? Foxy-faced Armand was a teacher at the local high school, with a hasty temper and a kind heart. He'd probably help her do something to make the house safe for the night. That is, if he and Kate hadn't been struck down by the lurgy too.